taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and dive right on into this episode. I'm going to let you know that I don't know what the title of this is yet because it's still ruminating in my mind. But what I do want to tell you is this episode is specifically for obviously Black women, but especially those of us that have experienced trauma, childhood trauma, etc. Like, I really want to talk about that today in relation to tending to our gardens slash really exploring the type of soil that we were raised in. And this is important to me and to you, okay? If you currently believe that there is a part of you right now that is bad, that is unworthy, that is just not overall a good person that is capable of having a good life. And that is a place where I resided for a very long time. And so what brought this to mind was recently I had been doing some journaling, and girl, I know I haven't probably said this in a minute, but if you are not journaling, I really want you to find a way to start doing that. Doesn't have to be you writing it down. It could be you doing voice notes. You can be on your computer doing a digital something. I just want you to find an outlet of some kind for you to really dive deeper into some of the things that we talk about here. Because the more you bring attention to those things, the more you can start to clear some things out and really get more clarity on who you are and the type of life that you deserve. Now, also, I do want to say that I'm not a therapist, making that very clear. So if you need help, if you are struggling, obviously, with your mental health or things of that nature, based on some of the stuff that I'm going to be talking about today, I really want to implore you to speak to someone that can help, you know, take your hand and guide you through some of this stuff. Okay. So back to what I was saying, I was thinking about very recently how for a very long time, I thought that I was just a very terrible person. Like, that was my identity. I couldn't really see any other part of who I am. All I could see was like the harmful things that I was conditioned to believe and or things that were said about me or basically just like spoken over my life. Okay. So I know I've said this before, and I don't mean to be a broken record, but I do feel like sharing my story as often as possible is a way for me to like hold my hand out to other Black women and say, hey, you know, let's take this healing journey together. There's no shame, there's no guilt or whatever. And I really do not believe in sweeping things under the rug. I just really don't. So when I share parts of my story, it's not to like point fingers or anything like that, but I feel like I was put here to share my story, to be encouragement or like a light to other Black women. So that's what I'm going to do. And so I was journaling about my identity because I'm still in this space of figuring out like what does this version of me, like who is this version of me right now? Okay. I know that I've shared that I moved from California to Arkansas. I've been here for over a month now. And you know, I'm in a place where I am not only rebuilding my life, but I'm taking a step back and slowing down, like slowing way, way down and just identifying myself, like really learning more about myself. Okay. And so I remembered, because I still think this sometimes, I'm just being very honest, but I remember that for a very long time, I just believed that there was no, like I had no worth and that I was just a really bad person, like the worst of the worst. Like you could say, oh, Brie, what's a compliment? Brie, you are so smart. And I could instantly come back and be like, girl, I am stupid. I can't figure out like X, Y, Z. Or you can say, Brie, I don't know. I wanna bless you financially with $100. And I would be like, girl, I don't deserve that. Or just I guess the point of it is I'm just letting you know that I would just think that I was just a really bad, flawed, unworthy person. And I can't tell you how much digging out of this bad soil that I want to talk to you about today, it took for me to even get to a place where I feel more level and grounded, a place where, you know, I talk about blooming a lot, okay, but where my plant, my inner plant can bloom in some good soil, okay? So I want to talk about quote-unquote bad soil. And I know that a lot of us that have PTSD from our childhood or our childhood see PTSD, you are going to relate to a lot probably of what I'm going to be talking about when I say bad soil. And I also want to talk about ways to cultivate rich soil. We're in Springtown. Maybe someone out there is in Springtown, not me, but we are in springtime. Not sure if we're officially there yet, but I do know the weather is getting warmer. Okay, we're seeing warmer days, the bug, mosquitoes, is mosquitoing, and, you know, things like I've been noticing, like the plants have really, like, especially the trees, they're like putting on leaves and color and greens and reds. Like I'm looking out of my little window here and I'm seeing that spring is starting to spring. So we're shaking off this winter, and winter was a time for us to slow down, to hibernate, to tend to ourselves, to get cozy and things of that nature. But now that we're in spring, it's like it's time for renewal. Okay. So if you haven't thought about your goals for the year, like I haven't really, because I didn't want to do that in winter, now is really a good time. I mean, you can technically do it anytime, obviously, but now is really a good time because that's what spring is about. It's about renewal and bringing forth life, okay? And shaking off winter and being more, I don't want to say productive, because to me, that word productive, even though the word doesn't have a negative connotation, but I don't want to say productive as in you thinking I'm talking about hustle mode and all that stuff. I don't believe in hustle mode. I mean, I know it's a thing, but it's not a thing for me. I don't want to operate from a place of hustle mode. I don't want to operate from a place of grind mode and grind culture and all that stuff. That's just not a part of this platform. That's not a part of my life. Okay. But spring is springing, girl. Okay. So this is a perfect time to be thinking about ways to not only cultivate your soil, but also remind yourself of kind of like your beginnings, so that you can really recognize the conditioning that a lot of Black women, especially Black, like I'm a, I was born into a family, single mom, two kids. I was the oldest daughter. My brother, obviously, if there was only two of us, my brother was younger than me. If I was the oldest, he's no longer with us, but you know, thinking about the soil that I was raised in, the conditioning that I received as a child, not only as a Black person, but as a Black daughter raised in such a way that I believe so many negative and toxic and harmful things about me. There were negative and harmful and toxic things said about me as a child. And so, you know, when I think about my identity, and I want you to think about this too, I used to believe that our identity was something that we had to become, okay? But the more that I think about just allowing ourselves to be, because we are human beings, it led me to the belief or the understanding that the identity part, for me at least, it wasn't some, like, how can I say this? So again, when I think about like my conditions of how I was raised and things of that nature, and me thinking that everything about me is bad, da, 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 so I have to become, or I have to become this new identity, right? But when you were put on this earth, okay, when you were put on this earth, you already had your identity. Your identity was all things good, whatever that is for you. Your identity was all things good. It was the conditions, the environment, the soil, doing that in air quotes, the soil that you were rooted and planted in that stripped away at your identity. So it's not like you need to go out and figure out, or like, you know what I mean? It's not like you have to go out and shape or create this whole new identity. Your identity, like who you are at your core, it's there. It's already there. It's the soil. It's the upbringing. It's where you were planted, or how you were planted and how it was eroded, degraded, stripped away, that stripped at your identity, leading you, again, specifically those of us that have dealt with trauma as a child, as a young Black girl raised in a environment where your parents or parent were toxic and could not deal with their own trauma and refused for whatever reason or didn't have access to ways to heal and unlearn, and just thought that everything was just how it needed to be because that's how it was for them. Because they were harmed, they didn't really see the harm in harming you, or was no big deal, or they didn't understand the profound effects that that would have on a young, growing mind, growing child. You don't have to go out there to get your identity. Your identity, you already have your identity. You just need to cultivate, like if you're still feeling some kind of way about yourself, you need to like cultivate some rich soil. And we're going to talk about that a little bit too. So this is the perfect time. This is the perfect time. So let me go back to like bad soil, or like, yeah, I'll just say bad soil, because bad soil is a thing. When you think about being in the garden, trying to plant stuff, if you're not planting into good soil, you're not going to get a good bloom. If you don't plant into good soil, okay, you're not going to get a bountiful harvest. Your flowers are not going to be as vibrant. Your plants are not going to be as healthy. They're not going to be as wholesome. You may not even get a rich supply of what you planted if you're not planting into good, rich, well taken care of soil. So just using that as an analogy, just think about that. Like if we have inner gardens, you know, you've heard that before, right? If we have inner gardens, or if we're plants, okay, because we are natural, we are nature. If you think about yourself as a plant, when you were a child, okay, and again, you come here the way you come here, you were perfect when you landed here. You were perfect when you arrived on this planet, the whatever, perfect temperament, whatever your characteristics were as a kid, like, those were some beautiful things about you. That was some absolutely beautiful things about you, okay? But over time, those things about you were covered up or eroded or stripped away, again, based on the circumstances that you were brought into. So in my case, things that were like the ways that I was, I guess my soil was eroded, okay, were like the way that I was spoken to as a child, okay, being told certain things about myself, just being criticized to death. And that's something that I still do to this day. I still do it to this day. Like though I'm mindful of it and I have gotten so much better at it, there are still times when I can be so harsh and so critical with myself. Because that's just how it was for me. I was heavily criticized. I remember one time I was probably about, let's see, like one of the areas of my life I was really criticized, or there were a lot of areas, but things that stand out to me like right off the dome, okay, was about my body, my weight. For example, I remember one time I was wearing, this is the 90s, y'all. So I was probably like maybe 16 and probably like a size six. I don't even know. Maybe like a size six, I'm guessing, a four or a six or something. I don't know. And I had these long shorts on, like long jean shorts that were to my knees. They were kind of baggy. I remember this outfit actually, and they were like a burgundy or purple color. And then I had a matching kind of like top on, and I had it tied up on the waist. And I was cute. I know I was cute. Okay. And my parent said something to the effect of, I need to suck in my stomach because it doesn't look right. Okay. I need to suck my stomach in because I'm too big for that outfit. Another time we had gone shopping for some shorts. I needed some shorts for the summer. I was going away for like drill team or something. I don't know. Or I don't know where I was going, but I needed some shorts for the summertime. And just having someone comment on how big my thighs are because I couldn't find shorts to fit me, because my thighs were bigger or whatever. Maybe because I'm sure I had a big booty. I had a really big booty when I was young. I wish I had that booty now, child. But anyway, when I was younger, honey, my thing was thangin', and so I'm sure I had thighs to match, And so just being criticized about my body was a way that I believed that my body's bad, my body's ugly, my body's fat, my body's this, my body's that. And then also just other ways that my soil or like I was stripped away at, okay? Just thinking that I was stupid or just not worthy of love, not worthy of tenderness, not worthy of support. So you keep getting this conditioning, right? Your soil. Your inner soil continues to get degraded. And so, if you don't have ways to counter that, and especially you probably wouldn't if you were like a kid or young adult, especially if you don't know or you don't have access to those kind of resources, or if your parent is not in a place to say, hey, I am really harming my child with my habits, my words, my actions. Okay. If you don't have that, then your soil, I'm not saying that you are bad, but your soil is going to, it's not going to be as rich. It's going to be harsher because the nutrients, the things that you needed were stripped away, stripped out of your soil. That's just facts. That's just facts. And so that for me, just really understanding that and being able to reflect on that. It has helped me to rethink like my identity because again, I thought for some time, and I may have even talked about it on the podcast, I don't recall, but I really thought for some time that my identity was something I had to go out there and like I had to go and just create this whole new identity when in reality, I didn't need to recreate anything. You have so many beautiful, inherently good traits to you already. You had them when you were put on this earth. It's not you, sis. It was the environment. It was the conditions. It was the words that were spoken over your life. It was those things that just continue to just break you down and strip away and chip away at you and deplete your good soil and degrade your good soil. So then, like when you get to a place like me, I found a Facebook post. I had a memory pop up recently, and it was from 2017. So that was 8 years ago. And I think I started the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast in 20, or I started the Brown Girl Self-Care Instagram page in like 20, don't give me the line, maybe 2019, 2018, somewhere in there. I would have to scroll all the way back to see when I made the first post, but I swear it was like 2019, somewhere in there. But back in 2017, I wasn't really on my healing journey. And I know I wasn't because I made a post where I had added a picture of me at my birthday party. I was 7 years old. I had a McDonald's birthday party. Don't get it twisted. McDonald's was lit back in the day, okay? And I had like maybe four or five girlfriends behind me in the picture. And we were smiling, obviously, for the camera for this birthday party. I remember this day so well. This is one of the ways that my soil was degraded. My identity was stripped away. And I became instead someone who people pleases and other things. In the caption I wrote, something about how McDonald's party, the birthday party was great, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what I said. But then I also said, oh, I said, this was like one of the best days of my life or something like that. And then I said, this was also the day, this was also one of the worst days because I got my ass beat. And then I put a bunch of smiling or laughing emojis because I thought it was funny. I got my ass beat because when I got home, so apparently I had a dress for this party, and I'm sure my parent probably invested, I don't know, maybe a good deal, or maybe it took her a while to find it. I really don't know. But I got my ass beat because she told me to be careful when I was taking it off. And I was being sassy. I was probably feeling myself. I was 7 years old. I had a good day. I got presents. I went to McDonald's for my birthday. We had, you know, whatever. McDonald's was fun back in the 80s, y'all. Okay. For birthday parties. It was lit. I was feeling myself. And so I did something probably foolish, like wiggled or did, or was being silly, jumping around or something. And either she was trying to take the dress off or I was, I don't know, but the dress ripped. The dress ripped. And I got my ass beat for that. I got my ass beat for that. So I tell you this to say that, number one, that seeing that reminder helped me to remember, like, about when I started my healing journey. It really stood out to me. But also, number two, thinking of identity and bad soil or depleted soil, my soil definitely was depleted because there's no reason I would have, like, me thinking that now, like, it's not funny to me. It's not funny to me getting your ass beat because you ripped. In other words, an article of clothing was more valuable than me in that day, in that moment. All my parent could see was the money that was invested or the time it took to find the dress or whatever the case may be. You know, that was more important than my humanity in that moment. That's not funny to me. It's just not. Me getting my ass beat on my birthday, that wasn't funny to me. It's not funny to me anymore. But it was funny to the older Brie, and I understand why. You know, I get it. But, you know, those kind of occurrences, especially for those of us that deal with childhood trauma, and you know, those kind of occurrences helped to shape our identity. Those kind of occurrences helped us to believe that we were bad. Okay. We were bad. I thought for the longest time, and I still have to refute it, but I thought for the longest time that there was something wrong with me. Like, I was damaged goods. I know I'm not the only Black woman out there that has gone through trauma that feels this way. Even right in this moment, I'm like speaking to somebody. I'm speaking to somebody who has yet to have it click in that it's not you. It's not identity. It's not your identity. It's not you. It was never you. It was never who you were. It was never about your identity. Okay. It was about the conditions that you were rooted in, your environment, your upbringing. Okay. You're not a bad person. You're not a bad person. Okay. It's just, again, when you're thinking about your identity, who you are right now, regardless of where you are on your journey, when you're thinking about your identity,
go ahead, Skims Fits Everybody collection. That's exactly what I said the first time I slipped into their crossover bra and boy short. Listen, I was not prepared for how this collection would fit my body like a glove because you see, I am blessed in the boob department. So I'm picky about bras. But the crossover bra, listen, soft, stretchy, supportive, without the digging, poking, or flattening. And then that boy short, I'ma tell you, it gives everything it needs to give. It feels like I'm wearing nothing, but I still feel comfy, I still feel covered, and I feel supported. Plus, this underwear stays exactly where it's supposed to. No rolling, no riding up, just smooth, second skin comfort. I love their cocoa color, but Skims has so many beautiful skin tone shades to choose from. You cannot choose wrong. So shop Skims Fits Everybody collection at skims.com and in Skims stores, available in sizes from extra, extra small to 4X. After you place your order, be sure to let them know I sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast in the drop-down menu that follows.
You know a snack is elite when it causes conversation, right? And let's be real. Wonderful Pistachios? Yeah, they're that snack. Whether it's the crunch, the flavor, or the fact that they just hit every single time, people are always going to have something good to say. And there's a flavor for every vibe, from classic favorites to bold options like sweet chili and salt and pepper. Personally, I'm all about the in-shell roasted and salted because there's just something about cracking them open that just makes snack time even better. Oh, and let's not forget, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Pistachios are known for their protein power, their fiber, and better for you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help keep you feeling fuller longer. So whether you're snacking solo or sharing the love, get snacking and get cracking with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Does it feel like your hormones are all over the place? If so, trust me, I get it because lately I've been dealing with the hot flashes, the exhaustion, and even an unpredictable cycle, and it's been tough. And with over 1,000 hormone disruptors hiding in our food, hiding in our water, and even our skincare, it's no wonder so many of us feel out of balance. That's why I'm really excited about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. This formula is made with plant-based adaptogens, herbal ingredients that help your body adjust and maintain optimal hormone levels. It's perfect for easing symptoms like mild mood swings, occasional bloating, and even those dreaded hot flashes. Hormone Harmony is a huge deal. One bottle is sold every 24 seconds, and women online are raving about how it helps them feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today. You have to remember, especially for those of us that think that everything about us is wrong, everything about us is bad, it's not you, it's the soil. It's where you were planted. It's the conditioning that you received. Again, it's the words that were spoken over you. It's the actions that were done to you. That's what it is. It's not you. It's not you. So again, since it is springtime and you're thinking about renewal, and again, if you haven't done your goals for 2025, if you are so inclined, maybe you're, again, you're starting to think about your goals and stuff, I feel like it's important as you're doing that to really think about your identity and think about replenishing, restoring, like finding ways to bring some life back to your soil, bring some richness back to your soil, bring some nutrients back to your soil. Because what I've learned the hard way, oh man, over and over again, I've bumped my head, is that without your soil being at the right, like having the right like qualities to it, it's going to be so hard to see your goal or your life or whatever come to fruition in a way that in ways that you are wanting these things to happen. And it's because, or at least in my case, I'm not saying this is always the thing, but in my case, what would keep happening is I would just continue to self-sabotage. Because my soil was so degraded, I would just continue to self-sabotage over and over and over and over again. So much self-sabotage, sis. So much self-sabotage, because it was about my identity. It was about my identity and what I believed that I deserved, who I believed I was, like at my, like deep down, because there were things that were not addressed. But and deep down, I just, and even on a conscious level, I would just believe that I was just a bad person. I was just the worst person on the planet, like my own biggest enemy. And so I would just continue to self-sabotage over and over again. So I just want to talk about that, because again,
If you find that you continue to loop in certain patterns, if you find that it's just so damn hard for you to go out there and lay claim to the abundance that is yours, okay, is your inheritance. You weren't put here to struggle. You weren't put here to live a life of subservience and, you know, poverty and all that. Like you weren't put here to struggle, right? And I know that we exist in these systems. But even though we exist in these systems, like speaking from personal experience, so like we exist in these systems and I was still like self-sabotaging. So it was like a double whammy. I would get set up for a win and I would self-sabotage, be it in relationships, money, finances, health, things like that. I would just continue to self-sabotage over and over and over again. And it's because, again, outside of these systems, and yes, they are very interconnected, but I'm not talking about the systems right now. I'm just talking about like me as a person. Over and over again, I would continue to self-sabotage because like the soil that I was rooted in and carried with me from place to place to place. Like you can't just ditch your soil. Like you don't ditch it. If it's degraded, you're going to carry that soil with you from place to place because you're just so deeply entrenched. You're so deeply entrenched. And a lot of times you don't even know it. So let's talk about ways to cultivate some rich soil this spring and beyond, obviously, but it's springtime. So it's very fitting. Because this is when it's time to like cultivate your land and start planting and stuff, girl. This is a perfect time. This is a perfect time. All right. But ways to cultivate some rich soil. I'm looking at my notes here. Number one, rethink your identity. Rethink your identity. You can be soft. You can be worthy of care. You can be loving. You can be tender. You can be all the things, like literally starting right now, because these things were already where, when you came here, they were already a part of you. These things were in your original blueprint. Okay. So you can be brand new starting right now today. I don't care about what you did yesterday, what you did 10 minutes ago. All right. You have to allow yourself to tap into your identity. You have to allow yourself to tap into your identity, your true identity, not the one that you believe, you know, again, based on your soil, is who you are. Because you're not a bad person. You're a beautiful person. You're a lovely person. And you deserve all good things. But you're not going to be able to more readily access some of those things that just seem so out of your grasp because your identity is not allowing you to. Your identity is not allowing you to. Okay. So again, these parts of you, they're already there. Like these were in your original blueprint. So you can start literally right now, right this minute, being brand new. It's okay. All right. Another thing I would say is to please make time for play and joy. We gotta have that. Like that is a part of our liberation journey. This is in direct like opposition to the oppression that we face and just up our lineage. We must make time to play. We must make time to go do some frolicking somewhere. Go and do some frolic, go to a field, go to a park, and just go outside and run. Run in your flip-flops, child. Run in your tennis shoes. Like, take your shoes off. Put your feet in some grass. Like, go somewhere and go outside and do some frolicking, okay? I'm going to need more of us to just get out there and do some frolicking and allow that joy to come into us that way. Because for a lot of us, just being outside and doing those kinds of things, especially in nature, that's what's missing from our lives. Okay. So I need you to go outside and make some time for play and for joy. Something else I would say is curate your environments, your digital environments, your home, like your physical environments. Curate your environments. Think about, again,
If we're thinking about our identities and what our blue, like what is in our blueprint for our identities, excuse me, you got to think about like what should be here in my physical or digital online environments. Like if you're going to curate it, what goes in? What isn't allowed? Sometimes we're just very loosey-goosey, no boundaries or anything. We're just very loosey-goosey about what we like, who's allowed to have access to us, what we will accept, you know, what things will continue to show up on our feed on social media that, you know, help cement these things we believe about ourselves that are not true. We need you to curate your environments. I really need you to go ahead and start doing that, like even in the smallest of ways. Every small change matters. And this is all affecting your identity and what you believe about yourself. Okay. So what goes in and what needs to be removed or what needs to be released or what isn't allowed? Now, only you can say what those things are, but I really want you to take some time to think about that. Something else that I would say is please continue to speak life over yourself, even as hard as it may be, especially if you didn't hear words of affirmation when you were growing up, or you didn't get hugs when you were a child, or, you know, things of that nature. You've gotta find ways to not only invite softness into your life, but you've got to find ways to speak words of affirmation, speak words of life over yourself. That is one of the ways that's going to help you to break that internal loop. And it may seem hard initially, but once I started like refuting things, like I would say something really nasty to myself, really nasty to myself. And then once I started like refuting that and then replacing it with something else, you know, again, words of life, words of affirmation, that kind of thing. That's one of the catalysts for change that helped me to, you know, be on this journey or continue on in this journey and to really start to like shift how I was able to see myself. I wasn't this bad girl. I wasn't this ugly girl. I wasn't this, you know, whatever, like all these harmful, negative, nasty, toxic things. Not saying that I'm perfect. And you don't have to be perfect. And that's the thing. Like you do not have to be perfect. Okay. Nobody's perfect, girl. Nobody's perfect, but I want you to start speaking words of life over yourself. I want you to start speaking words of affirmation over yourself. If you got some affirmations that are favorites for you already, write them suckers down, put them up on your mirror, put them on in your car, put them at your desk at work. If you go into the office or at your desk at home, like if you're working from home, put them on your phone, make them your, not screensaver. What's that on your phone? Your lock screen. On your phone, like make those affirmations so accessible, like you just sick of them because you see them everywhere. You want to see them everywhere. You need those reminders of who you really are, because it's been beaten to you that you are just whatever, you know, those things are that you believe about your identity that are not true. So you need ways to dispute and challenge those things that you believe. Need ways to dispute and challenge those things that are not true about you. Okay. So continue to speak life over yourself. All right. Not harm. You don't need any more harm in your life. You don't need any more toxicity. Like, girl. Okay. That's enough. You do not need to continue beating yourself up. So again, speak words of life over yourself. All right. I would also say invest in your sisterly connections. Invest in your sisterly connections. As we move forward with things that are happening here, we know about Trump and DEI and how he's really just trying to do all that he can, obviously, to strip away our humanity. Okay. He's really doing all he can to strip away our power and control us financially and in other ways, right? And so now is a really good time to invest in your sisterly connections, because we need each other so badly right now. And when you invest in your sisterly connections, and when I say sisterly connections, I'm not just talking about, for example, if you have a sister, okay, which is great if you do, but I'm saying sisterly as in not just your by blood sister, but your friends, okay, your friends, the women that are in your life right now, you guys, you're like working on the bonds that you have right now, working on your communication, figuring out ways to do things together, figuring out ways to
just come together and connect and support each other and care for each other. Like that's a skill. That's an art. There's an art to that. And so the more that I invest in my sisterly connections, the more it helps to really shape my identity, because initially for a very long time, like I never saw healthy relationships between women. And so I would sabotage those every opportunity I could. I would sabotage, or I would just allow other people or women in particular, since we're talking about sisterly connections, I would allow them to just walk all over me. It was just no in between. You were either walking all over me, or I was just like, I would find someone that was just so dope, and I would just blow the relationship up. Kaboom. I would just blow the relationship up. That's just my truth. That's what it was. And so I am working to build sisterly connections as I go. I'm not trying to amass 50,000 girlfriends. I want to establish and work on and build healthy relationships with other Black women, because I want that sisterhood. I want that sisterhood. Part of my old identity was, I'm just so unworthy. I just need to isolate. I don't need to be around anybody. I just need to do everything by myself, for myself, with myself. And I am a homebody. I do enjoy my peace. I do enjoy my quiet time. I do enjoy my alone time. Like, I think that is a part of my identity, but not to the point of me isolating and pretty much almost going into like hermit mode and just really just hiding in a shell. So I would say learn to invest in your sisterly connections, because that's definitely going to provide a richness to your inner soil that you just couldn't even imagine. Something else that I wanted to mention before was, when we're talking about like curating your environments and things like that, like really think about removing the people in your life who only show up as weeds. When you think about your garden, and I'm very new to this, but I do know one damn thing for sure. Like, weeds have no place in a thriving garden. Weeds have no place in a thriving garden, to my knowledge. Okay. To my knowledge. And so if you have someone in your life that just shows up and all they can be is a damn weed, and let's face it, there are times when we're all weeds. You know what I mean? We're all weeds sometimes. But if there is a certain person in your life that all they can do is show up as a weed, and they're not willing to add to your richness, the richness of your soil, and they're not tending to their own soil, they're not tending to their own garden, all they can do is be a weed and rob and strip away and bring down and deplete and strip away and, you know, things of that nature. Do you really need that person in your life? Do you really want them to have access to you? I'm not trying to tell you what to do, girl, but I know for me, I did have to release some weeds in my garden. And I'm not saying that the process is easy. It's not necessarily going to be like a rip-roaring time. Maybe it is for, depending on the person, I don't know, but it's hard. It can be hard to recognize that maybe you were a weed for a very long time and you no longer want to be a weed. You want to be a sunflower. I want to be a sunflower. You know, I want to be a sunflower. Like that is the official flower of Brown Girl Self-Care. When I started the platform back in like 2019 or whatever, I was using sunflowers. And I did kind of like move away from that and try different things and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going back to the sunflower. Like that officially is the flower for Brown Girl Self-Care. And so I want to be a sunflower. I don't want to be a weed anymore. I don't want to be a weed. Child, Callie is getting up. I don't want to be a weed. And again, you can't always necessarily be a sunflower. I mean, life happens. Things happen. We deal with different things in our own way. We're not perfect. We don't need to be. But if someone is always knocking at your door and they're showing up as a weed, you got to question that. Like, yeah, you just got to question that. You have to just be so selective and careful of your inner garden.
especially when you're trying to enhance and nurture and enrich your soil that has been degraded for some time. Okay. You gotta do some work to remove some weeds. And again, it's not easy, but it's necessary for that growth. It really, really is. So I've had to do it and it's been tough, but now that I'm on the other side of it, life has been simpler in a lot of ways. Not necessarily easy all the time when I think about, you know, the weeds I had to release. But I've got more peace. Things are blooming in a different direction. So, you know, just some food for thought. I think the last thing that I would say is to start gardening to better understand like the relationship of soil and plants and just nature in general. So that you can reconnect with yourself and you can learn more about just the way the rhythms of life and the rhythms of nature and how it's all interconnected. It's all interconnected. And so I am on this gardening journey myself. I discovered, unfortunately, that so when I came here, I just knew that I was going to be planting on my balcony. And that's just not, unfortunately, the case. I've already killed a plant because my balcony faces north and it isn't conducive. I don't get a lot of light in like direct sunlight for, I don't get enough light to where a plant will be able or plants will be able to thrive. And so now I'm rethinking how I want to do this because I do want to start growing my little garden out here. And so I'm looking at grow lights and an aero garden and some other stuff. So that's something that I'm going to be doing because I want to start growing plants. I want to, you know, like my friend Yolanda, she's really good at like gardening and stuff like that. And we talk about soil and stuff and, you know, getting your hands into soil that can be like medicine. So I'm ready to get my hands into some soil and some dirt and things like that and start bringing some plants to life. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So if you haven't started a garden yet, like I haven't officially started one, it's never too late. I would encourage you, like we're in spring, figure out what your zone is and what things are like native that can grow easier or what things you can grow in your zone a little easier. Like you don't have to start off with hard things if you don't want to. Start off with things that seem easy or just make sense. And just remember that it's a process. You're going to lose some soldiers along the way, you know, and that's okay. It's not like you're intentionally doing it, but it's all about learning. The more we learn about nature and plants and soil and things like that, the more we learn about ourselves and our internal, like what's going on inside of us. And there's a lot of reflection to be done when you're like gardening or you're in nature or you're doing things like that. So don't be afraid to start that garden, girl. There's a lot of Facebook groups and YouTube channels and Instagram pages and stuff like that, that I have either watched a few videos or even followed and learned from. Because it's just fascinating. It's just fascinating to see people literally plant seeds into some good soil and create these beautiful, bountiful gardens. Okay. So those are some ways that we can cultivate some rich soil in our lives, like starting right now today. And this is, again, especially important for those of us who our soil had been stripped away or eroded based on just things that happened to us when we were kids or things that were said about us or spoken about over us as kids. All right. So I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. Feel free to email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, drop a comment below and let me know your thoughts. Or if you're listening to this by way of podcast on Spotify, you can now leave actual comments on Spotify for this episode. So be sure to drop a comment and let me know what you thought about today's episode. All right. All right. So with that said, that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Have a beautiful week, sis. Have a blessed week. Tend to your garden, tend to your soil. Okay. And I will see you next Monday for another episode. Take care.